On the show today, we have Choice Creative Solutions' very own Jeff Klein talking about the next big upcoming in-person conference called Credit Union Relevant 2021, and that takes place June 6th and 9th, 2021 in Las Vegas. Again, this is an in-person event. They're coming back, everybody, and Jeff is here to tell us all about it, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Let's talk about a really cool conference that you guys are putting on here in the next couple of months here. It's called Credit Union Relevant 2021. And this is an in-person event in Las Vegas, right?
You know, it's not official until you have a t-shirt.
Oh, you got the t-shirt.
I have the actual t-shirt to prove it. Yeah. Credit Union Relevant 2021, June 6th through 9th at the MGM Grand Resort in Las Vegas. In person. 100%.
Wow. So tell us a little, because you guys are putting on the event. So tell us a little bit about the event, what attendees can expect, and then why are you guys doing, why are you guys putting this on? And then also why in person? I know that's probably like a 5-part question, so I apologize, but yeah. One at a time.
So, you know, what we found in talking to some of our partners, as a wholly owned CUSO, we have a lot of credit union partners who we would see out at events. You know, you'd go to GAC, you'd go to the CUSO symposium, you'd go to NAFQ's events, and you'd kind of see some of the same partners, and you get to have conversations. And the one through line in a lot of the conversations we had the last few months was virtual events are really challenging. You know, at first, I think people adapted quickly because we had to, but then as times evolved, you know, it's hard to get as excited about a virtual happy hour as it is to come to somebody at a real happy hour.
Yeah,
it's hard to maintain, you know, focus at a virtual conference when you've got people popping in your office or you've got IMs coming in or phone calls. It's easy to just kind of step away or, you know, X out your screen for a while and then tend to whatever is going on, you know, what I'd call kind of in the real world. And so we said, you know, gosh, there's got to be a path to getting back, mm-hmm. you know, aside from all of the mitigation and all the distancing and the vaccines and all those things, the part of the path is, you know, of course we're going to have all those safe measures in place, but it's also just the willingness to get back together. It's mm-hmm. So what we found the last few months was people really started talking about, you know, wanting to travel again. So, you know, that's kind of one of the first positive signs was this past spring break, there was record numbers of travelers at the airports over the last 12 months. So that was a positive sign. The rate of vaccinations has been a positive sign. And one of the most positive signs the last few weeks was that the governor of Nevada recently said June 1, they're opening back up 100%.
Wow.
And so while we know there'll be some individual credit unions that might have travel restrictions, for those that are ready to go, for those that are ready to get back in person, you know, we're ditching the Zoom. There's no password needed to do our event. It's all in person, the old fashioned way. And we're really excited about what that will bring when it comes to networking with people again in person, to attending events. We have some great networking events, and then just some great speakers coming in to talk face to face. And we think that connection really matters, and we're looking forward to it.
So how are you guys going to work the in-person part of it? Because I've heard, I mean, I've done interviews with folks who actually did some in-person conferences late last year, but they were really tiny conferences. So how are you, and they told me all how they were going to work it and stuff, but how are you guys going to work your conference, your in-person conference?
Yeah, so, you know, we're working with the MGM Grand Resort. And if there's been an industry that's been more disrupted throughout the whole pandemic, I'd be hard pressed to find one more so than the events industry. You're talking about, you know, a resort that does hundreds of events a year, and then it came to a grinding halt.
Yeah.
So they're pros at figuring out how to set up the rooms so that you're naturally distanced. Also, you know, we're going to be in a huge ballroom, plenty of space, and people will be able to identify just how comfortable they are based on the seating options. So if people want to sit next to each other, and I think part of the connections that come from these in-person events is it's not so much what the speakers say, but it's how what they say impacts you and what your spin on it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that comes from talking to another one of your peers. So if somebody wants to sit and they want to sit in a kind of a closed space, they'll be welcome to do that. We'll also have seating separated if people want to do that. So it's really, for us, it's all about meeting people where they're at.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at this point, you know, hopefully by early June, people are, you know, getting vaccinated. They're feeling safe. And most importantly, Mike, you know, if people don't feel comfortable to attend an in-person event, well, then they're not ready. That's okay too. Yeah, you know, it's people are going to kind of reacclimate back to travel and business travel on their own comfort level. And So that's one thing that we totally understand. For some people, they might take them a little longer to come back to in-person events. But for those that are ready, we've got something for them.
Yeah, for those who are ready. So let's get back to the subject matter of the conference. So what are the is there a theme or what can attendees expect and what can they take away?
Yeah, we were very intentional about using the word relevant for our event. Of course, we had a play on the word relevant.
I like it.
But the goal and the through line is that we have relevant speakers every day. Those speakers are comprised of great keynotes. We've got two great keynotes. We've got two great credit union names in Jim Austin and Steve Rick. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a ton of great speakers that are coming from our sponsors. So, you know, we've got OM Financials bringing out Tim Strandquist and Bruce Smith to talk about SERPs. We think for our audience made up of CEOs and C-level executives, mm-hmm. That's something that'll be very relevant, right? We've got the CEO of Kasasa coming as well, talking about new accounts. That's very relevant. And then our keynotes, our opening and closing keynote, is Duana Blomstrom. And she's great. She's amazing. In fact, she's based in London. She's a fintech influencer from across the pond, if you will. And she's never spoken to a credit union audience in the States. So this will be one of the first times she's done that, right? And what she talks about is emotional banking and this idea of high touch versus high tech. It's got to be a combination of the two. You can't just have the greatest technology in the world without having some sort of, you know, people behind it, and people have to embrace it. You can't let your technology outrun your people.
Yeah, good point.
So that's an incredibly relevant conversation that credit unions need to have. And then our closing keynote is Christy Hefner. And if the last name Hefner sounds familiar, of course, that's Hugh's daughter, former CEO and chairwoman of Playboy Enterprises. Mm-hmm. How is Playboy relevant? Well, they've obviously, you know, grown throughout the years. They have one of the most iconic brands in the world. You see the Playboy bunny and you know what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what Christy Hefner will be talking about, is the power of brand, and especially for credit unions. I mean, I can't think of another industry where you're selling commodities that the credit union down the street offers just as well as you do. How do you go from being a commodity seller to having a brand where people can't wait to go and do business with you? Precisely. And so that's what she'll talk about, is how, you know, she gives a great example of, you know, knowing what business you're in. And in my opinion, credit unions aren't in the business of selling vehicle loans and credit cards and new accounts. If that's all they're in, then you're only relevant insofar as you have the very best products out there. Instead, you're in the business of providing experiences, of creating a culture, you know. Mm-hmm. And she gives the example of, you know, Netflix and Blockbuster. Netflix knows what business they're in. They're in the business of streaming entertainment. Right. Well, Blockbuster thought they were in the business of renting videos. You can see why one of them is relevant and one of them is not. And so if there's one through line, it's the idea of having relevant conversations, relevant speakers, and each one of the speakers has been tasked with then providing a relevant takeaway. What can I take back by attending this event that's going to make, you know, my credit union more successful, mm-hmm. to make my credit union stand out? And so that's what we promised to each of the attendees, is that all the speakers will provide those relevant takeaways. And then, of course, because we're in Las Vegas, we probably should have some relevant networking too.
Sure.
So we were very intentional about where we're going to be networking at. One of the events we'll be at is Topgolf, which is at the MGM Resort.
Yeah, I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're going to try our best to mimic a golf outing, if you will. We've rented out Topgolf. So not only our attendees, but also their guests. And that's a really important thing, too, is, you know, we realize that, you know, oftentimes when you go away, and a lot of these things we forgot because we hadn't went to an in-person event, right? But now that we're going back to them, you know, you think about, okay, what are the things that people really enjoy about going to these events?
Yeah.
And one was being able to bring out your spouse or partner and have them enjoy and take part in the networking too. So all of our networking events include spouse, include partner. You can bring them along as well. So we rented out Topgolf. We'll have that. And then we also rented out the High Roller. Have you ever been?
I haven't been to the High Roller, no. I've been to Topgolf, but not the High Roller.
550 feet in the air. It's right by the link. It's basically a huge Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
So, 25 people in one of these cabins with a bar, of course, the networking at, you know, 550 feet. And so we're super excited about those two events because, you know, we realize that, you know, it's not just about the education, it's also the networking. And the one thing I think that, you know, if I've noticed anything from virtual events that has been really hard to replicate is building those really close connections with, you know, like-minded, similar industry folks virtually that you can do so readily and so easily in person. You know, you get to talk and you have similar problems, you face similar challenges. And those conversations happen organically and naturally when you're in person. It's really hard to replicate those virtually. So that's why I think having a combination of the networking and also, you know, the learning will really stand out and mean a lot to folks.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I heard from a lot of folks was they really missed the networking, sitting down at a table and kind of brainstorming with somebody or hashing out, okay, how can we fix this issue or something like that? Or, you know, what's the solution to this or what? That was one of the biggest things that people, because I mean, you can get the content quite easily through a Zoom call. And obviously there's a bit of removal from it. You know, so, but there's just something, like you said, there's something organic, something natural about just sitting down with somebody or taking a walk down the sidewalk or whatever and kind of hash something out. So yeah, that's the one of the biggest things that I heard from folks that they miss is just that natural discussion that happens after a session, you know?
And it's nice just to get away too. Like sometimes it's so hard to work, you know, on your business when you're in your business. And sometimes taking a step away, I know that anytime I used to go to conferences, I'd always seek to have a few takeaways to bring back. And I would seek out specifically, you know, new ideas and new opportunities and new connections. And so stepping away, you know, we think really allows for that and getting out of the office. And so, we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited too as well. So I'm excited for you guys. So where can folks go and sign up, register, all that good stuff, get more information? Where do they go?
Yeah, it's CURelevant.com, www.CURelevant.com. Right. So all the information, we're announcing new speakers weekly, so we should have some more surprises coming. We'd love to see as many of you watching as possible. So
indeed, yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you guys a shout if they have any questions and even register because it's almost that time. It's almost that time to get back on the saddle. So anything else to wrap up, Jeff? This has been fantastic.
I don't think so, Mike. Thanks for the time. And again, any questions, feel free to reach out. CURelevant.com. One thing we did mention is that with registration comes your accommodation. So we built this to be as all-inclusive of an event as possible. We wanted to remove all the barriers and friction. So your registration includes 3 nights accommodations at the end.
Oh, cool.
Breakfast and lunch. We thought of pretty much everything. You know, planes, trains, automobiles, we don't care how you get there. Once you do, you're taken care of. We got you covered. So.
Right. Yeah. Usually because that's very separated. So I'm glad you guys put it all into one. That makes it much easier. So good stuff. All righty, sir. Well, I'll let you get back to work. And again, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. And look forward to seeing how it goes. Be fun.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Mike.
All right, Jeff.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.